For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our Place, episode 605.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi everyone and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
Yep.
Using a new mic this week, so the podcast might sound just a little bit different again, but hopefully it'll be an improvement rather than not an improvement. We're actually using a... I've forgotten the make of the mic now. Where's the make of the mic?
Mackie. Is it Mackie? Is that right?
Yes, it's a Mackie, and it's a Mackie Elements Chromium microphone. Ooh. And there is, in fact, a demo of it by Neil Ewers, which is a really good demo. And thank you for bringing it to our attention, Neil, because I didn't know about this mic. And it's great. And I shall put the link to the demo, Neil's demo as well, on the... show notes. But basically it has four patterns, polar patterns. One's cardioid, one's omnidirectional, one is directional, and this one that we're in now is stereo, and Angie and I are sitting between it. So we're just going to try this and see how well it works. It also means that I can record directly into Reaper on my laptop, which is sitting here, and then I can get the project and do it all on Reaper. Hopefully that would be a nice thing to do, right? So
it would be, yes, because it saves copying it over, doesn't it?
It does,
things like that.
It does. So,
you know, generally when we're sitting at home anyway, if we're doing things for the podcast otherwise, then no, you've got to copy them. But if we're just sitting here, if this works out all right, it'll be fine.
So let's see how it sounds, shall we?
And you only got this mic a week ago.
Came a week ago. And the nice thing about it is you can't record too loud with it, because at the highest level it comes in at about minus 12 dB, which is really good. So you've got plenty of room to give it gain, give it headroom. So that's nice. And it's got a nice sound to it. And Angie sounds nice in my headphones. So that's all to the good. I'm not sure how I sound nice from my headphones, but Angie does.
Well, I haven't got headphones on, so I ain't got a clue.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just having you normal.
That's right.
So
anyway, so that's the what we're doing. In other news, what else has been going on, Ange?
Well, let's see. What's the oldest thing? Since we last spoke to you, the Era 300 has turned up. It actually got to us before the end of May, didn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember what date it. We've had it about 2 weeks, roughly.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, and it's sitting on our shelf.
And we've got it on a shelf, yes.
Yeah.
A very long sort of...
shelf in the living room.
Shelf, yes. We've had this shelf for years and years when we had all the stuff built for the equipment, and we happen to have enough space here. That's the only thing with this speaker, to get the best out of it. It does need enough space around it. So anybody that buys one, just bear that in mind. You do the best you can with the space you've got, but, you know, I think to get the best out of it, well, they say that, you need, what's it, they reckon 8 inches roughly each side of it or something like that?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have it clogged into a small shelf then, or trapped into a small shelf with you know, anything that can block the speakers, sort of thing.
Yeah.
As it just throws the sound around. And yes, it does sound very good.
It does.
No point demoing it, because we can't demo how it actually throws the sound around, but it does. I mean, I was sitting here, for instance, yesterday, two days ago, and it's towards the end of a shelf. It is to my left. But when I'm listening to a bit of music, it sounded like it was coming from directly in front of me, and I sort of say, I go, that's not possible. I don't believe I've got it to the best, though, because I've not heard anything behind me yet. It could be this room, or the fact we don't sit in the middle of the room, and also the fact there's a bit of open plan in between this and the dining room. You've got ranch doors, which don't shut. You can push them together, but they don't...
They don't close like a real door.
You've got space above them and below them. In fact, they're not really near the floor, are they? They swing.
That's right.
Very nice they are. But I think some of the sound from the spatial audio, it could be bouncing into there as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do think that... But this is the best situation we could find for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's the best Sonos speaker I've ever heard.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd agree with you there. Yeah, it is really good.
Mm.
Yeah.
In fact, another thing I will say, we've heard music come from the window, haven't we? Now, that's way to our left. The window's way to our right.
That's right. It throws it right across the room.
It can in some instances.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's really good. If you've got spatial music especially.
Yeah.
Which was its the idea of it, but you can just listen to any music you want really on it. And it doesn't matter where I'm sitting, I can still hear stereo sound.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And it is way to my left. And yes, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I think you are as well, aren't you, when you've heard it?
I am.
So yes, very enjoyable.
Yeah, it is very enjoyable, yeah.
In fact, the previous Saturday we were playing some stuff on it quite loud and it really did sound very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
So yeah, we've had it just over 2 weeks now, I suppose.
Yeah.
And of course I've gone and ordered the Era 100 as well, which is a much more, should we call it normal, everyday, what people are used to speaker.
Yeah, it's a smaller speaker,
with
isn't it?
Two tweeters at the top. Yes.
Yeah.
My thought was it would be nice in the bedroom on my bedside cabinet.
Yeah.
Plugged in.
Yeah.
Because it gives you a wider. I mean, the room is purely mono. Just gives it's what gives you a wider room.
Yes.
I just thought it might be quite nice to do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to that will be, well. They say provisionally the 6th of June, so we'll see when we get it. It was a provisional thing. So again, I shall be telling you what I think of that, hopefully by the next podcast.
Yeah.
Because that'll be, well, we hope it's July. They don't always go to plan. This week it's gone to plan, the first week of the month.
What will be July?
Next podcast.
The next podcast. I thought you meant your speaker then.
No, the podcast will be July.
Yeah, yeah.
All being well.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't often go to plan, do they?
No, they don't.
Podcast. This one, we've gone to the beginning of the month like we planned to. This time, we managed it.
Yeah.
Because nothing's happened to get in the way, if you like.
No, that's right.
So that's all good.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think much has happened. We last Sunday, we went out for dinner for you. Dad's
Sunday before
the 21st.
Yeah,
the Sunday before, 2 weeks ago.
Weeks ago, we went out for a meal because it would have been my mum and dad's 63rd wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
So, mum's no longer with us, but we all went out for a meal, thoroughly enjoyed it. Where did we go, Ange?
The
Hermit of Redcoats. Yeah, it was a pub in
something like that.
Towards Hitchin. We went there. It was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
There were a couple of oddities though, weren't there? The food was great. I couldn't fault it.
Yeah.
But it's unusual that you had turkey but no stuffing. Now normally you have stuffing balls, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. But they had roast turkey but no stuffing.
No stuffing. Although I must admit, I'm used to that. This wasn't a carvery. They brought it into you, didn't they?
Yeah.
You didn't go up and get your own.
That's right.
And I wonder if that is the same then, because I don't really know, but I would have thought you'd have stuffing with turkey.
Yeah.
You did have Yorkshire with roast beef. Did you have Yorkshire with your turkey?
Yes.
Oh, you did, yes. So you did have a Yorkshire.
Yeah.
The other strange thing, but I've got a theory on it. Me and my father-in-law both had beef. Now, apparently, we both had oodles of beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there was a dog sat with us. Their dog.
Yeah.
It always sits with Teddy and he feeds it. And I was sat next to Ted. Well, that's what, you know, me, Ted, my father-in-law. Teddy is the dog, so let's get this right. But so Teddy and Ted and I were sat together, if you like. And I wonder if they gave us the beef to feed the dog, because that was five slices of beef. You do not get five slices of beef in a meal, do you?
Did you get five as well?
Yes.
Wow.
I gave the last one to the dog. Charlotte said it looked like five.
Yeah.
I gave the last one. I said, you can have that for the dog. I said, they wrapped it up, took it home for the dog. He'd had half of Ted's.
Yeah.
I had ate enough. I couldn't have a pudding, which was a shame because I love Spotted Dick.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. I think the pudding was your greatest disappointment, wasn't it? You said there wasn't enough toffee.
Yeah, it was sticky toffee pudding, but it didn't have much sticky or toffee, really. It was just more like a sponge pudding. Yeah.
Which is unusual, isn't it? You've had...
Yeah.
But having said that, the drinks were nice, weren't they? The wine was kept... cool, as really nice and cold as it should be.
Yeah.
Our rosé should be, and it was lovely and cold.
Yeah.
You know, it was all very nice, friendly. And yeah, it all went off about a couple of hours, I guess. Came back home about 3:40, was it, when we got home, something like that?
Yeah, 24.
We left here about 1, I think, and we would have got back about 4:22, I think, when we got back.
Yeah.
All very nice, no rushing, but it all came out in enough speed, if you know what I mean. We weren't waiting too long, were we?
No, no,
between courses. Don't think anybody had a starter. Did you have a starter?
No.
No, nobody ever wanted a starter.
No, that's right.
So, yeah, it was nice, and that's... We haven't really done anything else.
No.
Have we?
No, we haven't. And there's really no more news because we don't go out a lot at the moment, do we?
No, we're not out a lot.
So there's really
no news.
No news. No news.
No, so yeah. we're quite boring now, really.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit less boring than usual because we did go out. Well, we've been out with your dad, haven't we? We was out with him last Sunday, weren't we?
Yeah.
At the pub.
Yeah.
For a sort of 4:30. The football was on at 4:30.
Yeah.
We got on about 7:15, was it?
Yeah.
Something like that,
yeah. Shall we get on to 11 Labs then, Ange?
Yes.
Shall we talk about 11 Labs?
11 Labs, yeah.
So this is... For those who've been listening to the podcast a long time, you've heard some stories from Michelle Roger. And Michelle is in Michigan. And we've been playing with a speech generator program, which basically it's worked with a browser. You don't install anything. You go to 11labs.io. And again, we'll put the show link in the show notes. And then you go there and you can create, you can record, they say a minimum of a minute of your voice to this software. And then it produces an AI version, a synthesized version of your voice using AI, I should say. And basically, so Michelle did this for me and then she recorded me 5 minutes of a segment from a book that she's writing. So I can't say any more about the book at the moment, but the point is she recorded this segment for me in this AI generated voice, and it is amazing how accurate it is to a real human voice. And it is actually Michelle's voice. We've had a listen, isn't it, Angie? It does sound
really
like Michelle.
Absolutely does.
It really does. But the expression is wrong, isn't it? It's kind of sing-songy, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's more sing-songy than she is.
Than she is generally. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you this 5 minutes recording of her and then come back and talk. So here is Michelle reading an extract from her book, Well, actually, it's not Michelle, but it's AI Michelle, if you know what I mean. Michelle AI, whatever way you want to do it. Anyway, here she is reading a fragment of 5 minutes of text, and then we'll come back and talk about that.
The music was changing. Lev could hear it over the roar of the crashing waves of the ocean. Old Man Grogan once told the Queen how interesting it was that Lev was often the first to hear the cries of the ice wolves, marking the arrival of the dangerous pack. Lev was also the first to hear them leave as they retreated up the mountain just before spring. Ice wolves spent the winter running through the forests of the castle grounds, feeding on small game. On the rare occasion, they were also known to attack villagers who strayed too far from the protection of the castle walls and its night watchmen. Lev's room high in the tower of Nautilus Castle looked out over the Kismet Sea. While his aunt, the Queen, had said it was the room with most beautiful view, Lev discovered it was actually the best place for hearing everything just outside and within the castle. Lev knew before the hunting parties did when the Hounds of Winter had a particularly good kill by the pack's communal howl. He knew when Brody was returning to the castle from his regular maintenance fitness check with Grogan, long before the watchmen heard his approach. He listened to the symphony of summer dolphins as they sang in the shallows and kelp beds that lay between the castle and ocean shelf. Once, when he mentioned how lovely it was to hear as he drifted off to sleep, the King and Queen looked at him puzzled. No one seemed to love the sea and all of its sounds like Leviathan. It made the Queen very uneasy. The King and Queen were the usual sort of royal family. They lived in a castle. They had guards in the Kismet Sea to protect them. They wore jewels. They had bodyguards, although the bodyguards were specially made robots thanks to Grogan. And they even had a very spoiled daughter, Princess Amelia. Most of all, they were royalty because, like all kings and queens, they were hiding a big secret. They did everything they could to hide that secret. Long ago, when the Queen was a young lady, she and her sister Anna were called into the ballroom. Their father declared that the first daughter, Anna, be married off to the King of Meridium. It was no secret that Anna did not love the King Nestor, who lived under the sea. In fact, there was a rumor that she, Princess Anna, loved a commoner. But her father sent her away to marry King Nestor anyways. The second daughter became the Queen of Nautilus and was married to Prince James. Princess Eliza and Prince James became king and queen when the old king died. Now about the big secret. One night when the moon was full, and King James and Queen Eliza were very new to being a king and queen, the whole kingdom awoke to the sounding of the alarm. It was a night filled with shouts and generals barking orders and arrows drawn and all the things that one must do to protect a castle. By the time things settled down, Grogan, the castle's inventor, had found the problem and presented it to the king and queen. With tears in his eyes, he carried the limp and lifeless body of Princess Anna and set her gently down on the red carpet before the thrones. She had been found washed ashore, and there was nothing to be done. No one could save her. Queen Eliza had leapt from the throne and wrapped her arms around her sister, sobbing. Just as she looked up to brush the seaweed from Anna's face, she noticed something moving inside the robes of Anna's cloak. King James, Queen Eliza, and Grogan gasped when they peeked under Anna's scarf and discovered a tiny baby wrapped in special clothes that kept him warm and dry. He was sleeping. When the baby yawned, gills in his neck opened up and flexed. The next day, a funeral was held with the highest honors for Queen Anna. Meanwhile, a robot was quickly ordered for the baby. Grogan presented Brody with the baby boy while the rest of the kingdom mourned the loss of their queen sister. The baby and his robot were locked away high in a tower of Nautilus Castle. Brody named the boy Leviathan. It didn't surprise anyone that as he grew, Leviathan loved all things of the sea. In all the sounds of his home, it was the approach of spring that he loved best of all. He wasn't sure what it was about the call of the sea that made him feel so alive. No one knew the royal secret, including Lev. Nearly 8.5 years had passed since the funeral of Queen Anna. Lev still lived in the high tower of Nautilus Castle. He tossed and turned, straining to listen. His heart beat a little faster in his chest. The mersong typically arrived sometime in April. In good years, it began the second week of March. Lev held his breath as he lay in bed. He strained to hear the hint of melody. the changeover from the hungry cries of wolves to the harmonies of the mermaids. A light hiss from Brody's internal steam combustion chamber interrupted Lev. There was the mechanical click that, even in the dark, Lev knew meant that Brody was opening the shutters from his eyes. Do you hear it, Lev?
Well, that is scarily close to a real voice, isn't it? Now, I have to say that is scarily close to a real voice, and actually recognisable as Michelle's voice, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Yeah, it is really good. And that was created using 11labs.io. And anyone can try it. Apparently you get something like a 1,000 characters for free or something like that, or 100,000 characters. I can't remember how many it is, but it was obviously 5 minutes worth because Michelle did the free version just to try it out for us. And that was really something else. Amazing. Anyway, I think that's going to do it, isn't it, Ange, for now?
Yes, I think it is. I imagine it is. I was thinking, though, around this, that there are consequences. There are good and bad consequences of all this, isn't there?
Yeah.
Now, apparently, Apple already have books recorded with artificial intelligence speech, AI speech.
Yeah.
And some people are worried about this. It could take work away from people, and that is a risk. But I would have thought to us, especially to us, or to anyone that can't read for any reason very well, be blind or whatever reason, audio book is a real lifeline, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we might get more books published quicker.
Yeah, the other advantage is, of course, that you could have old books read by new voices. So in other words, you could have people, you know, you could synthesize their voices and then have them read hundreds of thousands of pages without them saying anything.
Yes. Good, yes.
You know, and so very, very quickly as well, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, to convert printed word that isn't converted already into text, into speech rather, it's a great idea, because synthetic voice, in the true sense of synthetic, doesn't sound good to the untrained ear, does it?
No.
You know?
No.
You get bad pronunciations and things
like
that.
Yes, you
do. And there are no bad pronunciations in that.
No.
There's probably sound errors in terms of, you know, it goes up a little bit too much sometimes on question marks and things like that, but
they do say, though, the more speech you can give it in the first place,
the better it gets.
The better it gets. So the more longer you record, the better.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't know if it was, I don't know if it was our imagination, but as it got towards the end, the expression seemed to improve.
It did. It got better as we got to the end.
Yeah. So it was, and I thought, yeah, you know, that is. And think about an author who puts their podcasts up themselves. Couldn't it make it quicker for them?
Yeah, and what about authors who don't feel conscious about reading? You know, they could get a capture of their voice.
They could do that, and then,
and just let it do it.
And then type it each week. They don't have to read it ever after.
No.
They put this... There's one thing I won't like about any of this, and it's the same with music. I have the same issue with music, don't I? And you know my issue with music. You listen to something on the radio these days, you don't know if it's a guitar or a keyboard where somebody very well knows how to manipulate the sound of a guitar.
Yeah.
I've got it on a record, you can look at the notes, can't you? There is a word for it anyway.
Yeah, sleeve notes.
The sleeve notes, that's
it. Yeah.
Or I imagine downloads, you can find out as well, probably. But you listen to the radio, you can't be sure.
That's right.
Basically, I don't mind it being a keyboard, but I would like to know.
Yeah.
Because all these things have their place. And you know, it's great to know that. And so I might not know, is it a person or is it a text-to-speech thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I suppose I might not like that if I... Depends. I mean, I think it'll be beside the book as to what it is. I think on people who've downloaded from Apple, they know what they're getting, and some have tried it and have found it very good, apparently.
Yeah.
But if it makes more books for us, and the other thing, I'm thinking if we can have I'm a bit vain, and I think it should be probably my voice because I'm a little bit vain here. If we want, if anyone wants brochures recorded, it should be in my voice. I think for work, this is I'm talking now. You know.
Yeah.
Like if they want our catalogue audio, you know, our brochures audio.
Yeah.
In fact, if we could have had this years ago, we actually made an attempt years ago. There was a lady, it never got done, and I've always regretted it, and I still think about it.
Mm. Didn't know that.
I still think about it. Well, I do.
Yeah.
Because I do, because it never got done. We were trying to record, somebody wanted the catalogue of our stuff. Now, our stuff does change a bit, but, you know, she would have got a good idea. And we had a volunteer, a lady, do it, because she wanted us to do something for her. And it all dried up before we got anywhere near the end of this. Now, could if we have done it with text-to-speech, we could have very quickly done this.
Yeah, yeah.
And even now, we couldn't do it on tape. We don't have working cassette decks anymore, do we?
No. So but we what I was thinking...
But, you know, we could have got it to in some
for the modern age, what we could do is we could have an MP3 reading out each product, put it up on the product page where, on the website so people can download it, but also send it out to people on a CD if they want that, or a pen drive.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So it's quite possible. We could do it, in fact.
We could do that now.
Yeah.
We could easily do that now.
Yeah.
It would be, it'd be quite nice.
Yeah.
Using our voices, you see, there's no copyright issue.
That's right.
We could read anything for anyone.
That's right.
If they have something in print that they want read, like we do things like that, text, don't we?
Print to speech.
And we could, because we've only got to do our voices the once.
That's right.
We might want to tweak them occasionally to improve them, but literally, and you're not, you want the information, you're not overly worried about expression, but if we could give ours...
And that's another advantage, isn't it,
Ange? 3 or 5 minutes of speech.
That's another advantage, that you could record something and people wouldn't hear you reading Braille anymore.
No.
You know, they don't hear the paper.
No, it's been brilliant. And things like that. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wish we'd had that when Michelle... Not sure if she would whether she'd have approved or not, but when some years ago Mel and I read some chapters for her, because she, I can't remember the reason we did this for a book to make
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, were there some went missing or something? We read them.
Yeah.
And I felt quite jilted because on a Braille display it's not.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what I was reading it with. An Empower was I? I can't remember. But. This way, I could have done it like that, and it would have been. We could have run the chapter through, because it was in Word, wasn't it, or something? Was it in Word?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
You just put that through that, and hey presto!
Yeah.
You've got a synthesized voice.
Yeah.
Which is better than a lot of the synthesized voice that are out there, and there is a cost for use of this. Technology, isn't there? I mean, there is a cost if you want to use it professionally, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
As we would be.
Yeah, but I pay that for, to create your voice my voice.
Yes, we'd only use it for our voices, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
We're not going to use anybody else's voice.
No, unless they give us permission, Michelle did.
Yeah.
You know.
But that was just a concept, so we could show you how good that is.
Yeah.
Anyone who remembers Michelle's voice.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully next month I'll get a sample of her real voice. I'll get her to say something on the podcast, and then you can.
And we can send that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
In fact, it could be the same thing. We could read the very same thing.
Yeah. You can see how close it is. Yeah.
But I wouldn't know it wasn't her, except the expression is, and I think.
I think the fact of it is the fact that we recognise her voice.
Yes.
And it isn't her voice.
We talk to her every week. At the moment, we've been having a little chat with her every Sunday.
Yeah.
So we very much know her voice. And we've had her read, we've followed her podcast. We found her because of a podcast that was it we were interested in, that she'd written a book and podcasting it.
That's right.
And that's how we found her.
Yeah.
And from that became friends. You know, sometimes these things happen, don't they? You just click and that was it.
Yeah.
So that's
11 Labs, and as I say, I'll put it in the show notes as well. And anyone else wants to try it, you can go there and create a free account. They just need your email and your password, I believe, and try it yourself. The better the recording of your voice you can get. So if you can get a quiet room and all of that.
Yes, it would be better.
There was a noise behind Michelle. I'm not sure if it's a fan noise or something like that, I noticed. But the quieter you can get your recording, then the better it's going to reproduce it. So, yeah.
Well, for instance, it'd be nice if we could do it in here with the room door shut. Like, get a good mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put it probably into mono. You don't want any noise.
Put it in cardioid.
No, you want no noise, do you, in the background?
And then I can record that. I can record your voice on Reaper.
Yeah, and yours.
And yeah, we
should have both.
We have to find something to read that would take more than a minute.
Yes.
Because you can upload it. You see, you don't have to record it on the 11 Labs website either.
No.
So you can upload an MP3 file.
Yeah.
Of the voice. So, yeah, we'll do it. And maybe we'll show them a sample of our voice, shall we?
Yes.
Maybe reading one of our product brochures.
They're so used to us.
Couldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah. So we'll have a go at that. Anyway, I think that's going to do it this time. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so.
That's going to bring us to a close for this time. And hopefully we shall see you in about a month's time. So I'll say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And we'll see you next time.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.